can have.
There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning, good morning. I'm Troy Harmon, and you're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest-running, most respected money show on the radio, and I'm joined today by Scott Keller, CFA. He does a lot of our institutional sales around Hensler Financial, and also Jennifer Thomas, who is the head of our planning and implementation department. She's a CFP as well. So, guys, welcome.
Thanks a lot, Troy.
Yeah.
Good morning.
It's been a great week in the market, right,
it's,
Troy?
The more we digest the news from the Fed from last week, it seems like maybe the market believes there just is no growth to be
there
seen.
There is no growth to be said, found here, Europe, anywhere in the world right now, right?
That's
basically what they're saying.
I don't know. The thing of it is, we have had growth. It's just been slow.
It's just been real slow.
We've had
a little slow
progression out of recession. It happened a lot real quick early on in 2009 and 10. And since then, we've just been on a slow, steady pace and not really fast enough to kick any inflation up for sure.
But that's basically what happened, right? Because market, we didn't get the Fed increase, so then the market starts saying, well, there's not a lot of growth happening here.
Right.
Europe's still slow. So then that's what worries the market, and what do we see, the S&P down about 4% so far since the Fed announcement came out.
Well, it's down 1.2% since last week, but it does give us a year to date.
From since the announcement, they said it's down about 4%.
Right, yep.
So, that's what's happened in a little over a week. So.
Absolutely, yeah. And if you look deeper into the sectors, it really has over the last week. We've seen utilities actually shine. They're up 30 basis points, 0.3%, while the market's down 1.2. Materials have tanked even worse, 3.7%, which leaves them 15.87% negative year to date.
For the year.
Yeah, that's rough stuff. Energy's down over 20% this year.
Year to date.
And it didn't really perform worse last week, but it's down 1% since last week as well. So it's been pretty tough. Consumer staples and utilities, which you would expect to hold up a little better in a real crisis, have been better than the average. Consumer staples, it's the only two sectors that are actually up over the past week. Consumer staples gained 0.07%. So still nothing to write home about, but hey, it's better than a loss of 1.2%.
And while things have been slow, we have not had the corrections that we normally see in the market over the past several years.
Absolutely.
So this is really due.
Yeah, the last we had prior to this past couple of months was 2011 when the S&P, when Standard & Poor's downgraded the debt of the Treasury from AAA, the absolute top rate, to AA+. And I really think that was probably more of a political move than anything. They were more or less throwing rocks back where the government had determined that they were a big portion of the reason for the recession in 2007 and 8 and into 9. But
to Jennifer's point, too, a lot of people forget, what do we normally have, 3-5% corrections every year?
Every year, yes.
And about 10%
on average.
Every year.
And those are independent of each other. We're talking about, a lot more volatility than we've had over the last 6 or 7 years in a normal market.
Correct.
It's been strange to watch. And, what's even stranger to me is people seem to have forgotten just how volatile financial markets can be.
And even
we talk about the volatility, but even if you measure back to 1925, which includes the Great Depression, you can see that the market on average returns 10.5%. It's just a matter of, it doesn't go straight up.
Yeah, it's not 10% every year.
Right, but on average. Yeah. Right, so, it's lumpy. You have this volatility, which we've gotten a bit of a return to volatility of historical proportions. Before we get too deep into this, let's give out some ways that folks can contact us. You can call us if you have questions, finance questions. We love to answer them on the air. Our number locally, 770-429-9166, or you can call toll-free at 1-855-429-9166. You can also reach us on via email at drgene@hensler.com. That's H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com. Guys, we had some pretty interesting releases, economic releases this week. Existing home sales came out for August, and it wasn't so good. Fell by 4.8%, although they're still up year over year. The decline was led 5.3% decline in single-family home sales, and condos and co-ops were down 1.6%. So a little bit of tough sledding there. MBA Mortgage Application Survey, which we run through every week, actually rebounded significantly this week, up 17.7%. The purchase index was higher by, the 17.7% was the refinance.
Yeah. A lot of people refinance.
Index, yeah. Overall, it was a 13.9% increase. And the 9.1% increase for the purchase index. So
well, that makes sense because you're seeing 30-year fixed rates a little under 4%.
Absolutely.
And even locally here, we've seen some 15-year fixed rates for people under 3%.
Right, yeah. You know, and so even a jumbo with a 20% down payment
rates.
Is below 4%.
Yes.
So, money's really cheap. Jobless claims. The shorter-term benefits rose by 3,000 up to 267,000 on the week ended September 19th. The longer-term four-week moving average actually fell by 1,000, so kind of a bittersweet thing. Overall, it was the longer-term that's not nearly so volatile, so it's what we watch most of. Durable goods actually fell by 2% in August, not a good thing. And that was led by...
That's a little weaker than people thought it's going to be, right?
Right, yeah. Transportation index within that particular durable goods was down 5.8%. So kind of a disappointing thing. And durable goods are generally... These are like capital expenditures for companies. Yeah. So you wind up looking at that. It's a bit more correlated to the overall economic growth. So not exactly the best of news there, but new home sales came out Thursday and got a strong boost in August. It increased by 5.7%. So the first thing we said was existing home sales disappointed, falling 4.8%, but this particular index, new home sales are up 5.7% for July. And also gained 21.6% compared to August of 2014. So the year-on-year was even stronger. What seems a little bit strange is the median price for new homes hardly moved, but it's because there's so much inventory supply
for new homes
on the market at the moment. Yeah, so that's the biggest portion of our economic releases for the week. We also saw some earnings released this week, AutoZone, which generally does pretty well. These parts houses do pretty well during tough economic times. Said they beat their estimates, had an earnings per share of $12.75 versus an expectation from Wall Street at $12.67.
Like AutoZone, O'Reilly Automotive Parts.
Yeah.
Those kind of companies always do well. This kind of Napa, kind of environment, they'll do well.
Usually, when markets are down, and you know, sales generally tend to kick up when auto sales, but auto sales have been relatively strong.
Yeah.
It's pretty odd to see that both of them do great at the same time, but that's exactly what we've been seeing here. The shares were flat, and basically all of these earnings reports had a similar reaction from the market because it's been just pretty much negative. It was hard to see a bright spot, to be honest, except for what we had talked about earlier where utilities had done so well. Carnival Corporation, the cruise company, also released earnings this week. Said they made $1.75 a share. Wall Street had expected $1.63 a share, but there was something really different about this particular release. Management talked about the fact that they're getting feedback from their travelers that say they're not really keen on the possibility of seeing people in the water or on rafts because of the Syrian refugees that are so prevalent right now. Carnival Cruise symbol CCL fell about 5.5% on the news. Even though they beat earnings, they beat revenues. The fact that the CEO talked about...
The bookings might be a little soft then.
Really, yeah, right? Yeah, and maybe so. I mean, that's usually what drives them down. You can, you often see that. You'll have good historical results, and if there's any indication that the future is going to be soft, you'll see that prices pull back a little bit. We also saw Darden Restaurants come out, said they made 68 cents per share, and Wall Street was expecting 58 cents. And basically, it beat the market on earnings and revenue, and it also fell about 1%. So, strange enough, that's kind of what you get in this
this kind of environment.
Environment, exactly. So, anyway, we're just getting started on earnings season. We'll get some bigger comparative results for the last couple of quarters in the future. I think we should take a break now, guys, and we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.